Senate Bill 157, an act to revise certain provisions concerning who may hold a light wine license.
Senate Bill 157 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Bitter.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Senate Bill 151 is an amendment to expand the liquor license, but it only has to do with light wines. And what it pertains to is that if you read through the amendment, that only those motels or hotels that have 75 rooms or more would be available to do this. With the shortage of convention rooms that we have now in throughout South Dakota, and some of the people that testified were building $5 million projects, I think it only makes sense that we go ahead and we expand this and let them have light wines. Now, some people want to know what light wines are, and so with for Senator Ed Olson, you know, MD 2020 cannot be used in this proposal, okay? But all, if you're a fine wine drinker, Merlot would not be able to use either. So you have to, just the light wines that you have, light champagnes and your light wines of such color, are the only ones that can be used. So I hope I made that clear. But I'm hoping that we'll be able to do this, because this will expand our economy. And like I said, we do have a need for convention rooms to be able to do this. They have weddings and all. We don't want to penalize some people. I'd appreciate your support of Senate Bill 157.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate. Senator Reedy.
Thank you, Madam President. A question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Senator Vitter, why do you have 75 rooms? We have some small conventions with only 40 rooms. Why are we leaving them out?
Senator Bitter.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Reedy, this was conveyed by the industry themselves, and that's the market they wanted to settle on that. So that was not my choice. That was their choice of what the number they wanted to settle on.
Senator Reedy, you have the floor.
Further question. Thank you, Madam President. Are they going to be selling wine, or is this a wine they're going to give away?
Senator Bitter.
Madam President. No, this is not the sale of wines. This is the distribution of wine at a reception or something like that.
Thank you, Senator Bitter.
Senator Reedy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It seems to me that once again we are kind of leaning towards the large organizations. I don't think that's fair to us people from smaller towns. I think we ought to defeat this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 157. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa? Bogue?
No.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard? DeHuick? Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Gelmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest? Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
No.
Cleveland? Ketzel?
No.
Koskin?
No.
Madden? McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
No.
Moore?
Aye. We have more votes, no.
Munson? Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
No.
Reedy?
No.
Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons? Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 26, nays 8, excused 1.
Senate Bill 157 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.